let's pray as we begin this evening, shall we?
Though Stephen was just playing, oh, for a closer walk with thee. Let's bow our heads together and look to the Lord. I know many of you have already done that. I know it's been a busy day, a good day. Father, we thank you once again that we can come into your presence. We pray that you will draw us. Draw us by your Spirit. Draw us into that closer fellowship, closer communion. We thank you for this time that we can be in your presence. Turn our attention toward you, away from the rest of the day, the rest of the world, the busyness of life, and just look into your wonderful face. We pray that each of us will be drawn by your beauty, and we will truly experience that closer walk with you. We ask that you'll do that for us tonight. Grant us this grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, there are a lot of people in the world that are trying to earn their salvation. I can't tell you how many times I have heard, and I'm sure most of you could probably attest to this, I'm going to heaven. I'm a good person. Anybody ever hear that? I'm a good person. You know, sometimes they're worse than the reprobates, aren't they, Brother Rich? Sometimes you have more success with them than the good people. I mean, think of who gave Jesus most of his run for his money, as it were. It was the religious. It was the good. It was the good people. And so many are trying to earn their salvation. There's so many other religions where people are trying to earn their salvation, earn their way into heaven or whatever their concept of the future life is. But I'm glad that, you know what, it's not determined by my good works. It's not determined by my ability. It's determined by one thing, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. And you know, when it's all said and done, when we walk up before that throne, that's going to be the one thing that we have to cling to, isn't it? The blood of Jesus Christ. And so let's sing tonight. This is a little prelude to our study this evening. Let's turn to page 207 in our hymn book. Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption. Let's sing that together tonight, shall we? Let's sing it together.
Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption, nor riches of earth could have saved my poor soul. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior now maketh me whole. Was heavy and thrown. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior could only atone. I am redeemed, but not with silver. I am bought, but not with gold. But with the price.
Just ask you, how many of you here at some point in your life thought that you could get to heaven on your own? We have anybody here that, don't worry, I'm not going to call on you, I'm not going to make you stand up, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but was there anyone here at some time in your life you felt or you thought or maybe you were taught to believe that if you could just do certain things or follow perhaps a set of religious rituals? No? Well, good. Well, consider yourselves very, very fortunate. Because can you imagine what a rat race that must be? Trying to earn your way into heaven. How good is good enough? How often do I have to do this? How many times must I partake in that particular ritual? You know, what's the standard? What is it that's going to allow me to get into heaven? You're blessed. You are very, we are very, very blessed to have never been caught in that. Thank God
Thank God for his mercy. And we were taught the right way to get into heaven. Not silver, not gold, not our works that we have done, but what he has done. And because of that, we're on our way to heaven, aren't we? Good, then all of you are going to sing the third verse then. Ready? Let's sing it, Brother Steve.
Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption. The holy commandment forbade me draw near. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior. Savior, redemption hath brought.
Good.
I am redeemed, but not with silver. I am bought, but not with gold. Bought with the price, the blood of Jesus, precious price of love.
Thank you that you're saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your great redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, we worship you. Let's keep singing it, all right? For my pardon, the second verse.
For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the so, no other fountain. nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Okay, staff, you ask the question, guests, you respond. Ready?
Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
So all together. Forth.
This is all I hope.
And the staff,
nothing but the blood of Jesus.
This
is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All together, let's sing it.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
But the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
few years ago, as I shared with you a little earlier in the week, I convinced my parents to actually take a week off from church. That didn't happen too often. And to go with me to London. And we had a great time. In fact, I'll never forget my mother sitting by the Thames River, this little girl who grew up in Elizabethport, looking at me and just saying in a sort of almost like a young girlish way, "I can't believe I'm sitting in London." Now, I know some of you, perhaps world travelers, you know, back and forth to Germany all the time and, you know, Taiwan and India and all these places. That might not be a big deal, but it was to her. It was to her. But what I'd like to just share with you is I went one day to see the church where the Wesleys, where John Wesley preached. And it was really interesting. And, you know, I got there, you know, like all these places now, the churches, they have, you know, tours and things. And I got there just a couple of minutes before they were going to close. The place was quiet. I walked in and just kind of looking around. I saw the time. I said, "Oh, man, I only got a few minutes." So I was trying to do, you know, the little self-guided nickel tour. And imagine, you know, John Wesley, Charles Wesley, that music reverberating, those great hymns that he wrote. And all of a sudden, a fellow walked up to me, and I didn't think he was from America, because he sure sounded like he was British. But, you know, he greeted me and said hello, and was a caretaker. I just told him who I was, and I said, "I'm so interested in this, and we, you know, think so highly of the Wesleys and all." And so he just gave me a real quick little, you know, little spiel about what was going on, what the church was like and all. And then he said, "You know, we're going to be closing up soon, but you might find it interesting if you go across the street is what was called the Dissenters' Graveyard." Now, if you know anything about English history, you know, these men that we revere so highly and some of these great teachings that, you know, sort of we are heirs of, they were not always welcome. that's kind of putting it politely, isn't it? Some of them were burned at the stake, you know, others were persecuted, and they were referred to often as dissenters because they dissented from the traditional Church of England. And so the traditional Church of England wouldn't allow them to be buried in their consecrated ground, and so they had to get their own graveyard. And I tell you, I took a walk over there, and talk about walking through a cemetery. Talk about seeing some things that were, I don't know, not shocking is not the right word, but awe-inspiring. All of a sudden I'm walking, and there's Charles Wesley. A little further on, Isaac Watts. And then I came to a larger sarcophagus, and I looked at it, and there, carved into that marble, was an illustration that I recognized. I said, "I know what that is." It was a carving of a man with a burden on his back. And he was coming to the cross on a small hill. And I kind of walked around, and I came to the other side, and there was that same individual carved into the other side of the marble with his hands lifted toward the cross and that burden rolling down that hill toward an empty grave. Now, do you need me to tell you who was buried there? Whose grave I had discovered, great explorer that I was? John Bunyan. John Bunyan. And you know, I thought of that as we were singing tonight. You know, as we come to the end of our road, as we come into the presence of our Lord, you know, we're not just going to walk up there, I don't believe. Now, maybe Brother Eddie or Brother Rich can correct me. But I don't believe we're going to walk up there and say, "See what I did?" So, what'd you think? How'd I do? Went to China. Pretty good, huh? We're not going to do that, are we, Brother Andy? It's going to be nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're going to cling to the old rugged cross. I was so blessed to see that. I said, "There it is. There it is. When it comes to the end of our road, it's going to be the cross. The cross that is going to open those gates for us so that we can go in." And so, could we sing one more song about the cross? Would you mind if we do that tonight? Let's sing page 465, "At Calvary." Just like Christian, just like John Bunyan, just like each one of us has experienced at Calvary. Let's sing it, Brother Steve.
And if you get a little excited at this and you want to clap your hands, you're allowed. Okay? I'm up here. I'm in control. You're allowed. Let's celebrate the fact of our salvation. Ready? Let's sing it.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me, he died at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Now I've given to Jesus everything.